It's time to let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the first and only sports gambling game show in the world. Let it ride. I'm your host, Sean Stacking the Money Green, and this is our second championship edition where two previous Let It Ride winners will compete in a battle of trivia, picks, and of course, excuses. The winner gets a huge prize package of bragging rights and an IOU from me. All right, let's welcome on our first D-Gen champion, or as they will now be called, D-Genpian. He hosts the Luck Stops Here podcast and stands tall enough to play power forward in the Philippines. Give it up for the book cooker, the Vegas Menace, the degenerate heavyweight Scott Boom Boom Bowser. Scott, the question that's on everyone's mind as a Las Vegas resident, have you bumped into OJ Simpson yet?
No, I haven't. And I'm really upset I haven't. But a body just turned up in his gated community long ago. So that led to some good local laughs.
Well, hopefully that person wasn't working at a working at a restaurant trying to return a pair of eyeglasses. All right, moving on to our next D-Genpian. He is the creator of the DFS flow chart and one of our most popular writers over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Give it up for the Duke of Debauchery, the Count of Corruption, the Baron of Bad Choices, His Excellency John Jackson. John, I hear you're on a number crunching hiatus until after the NFL draft. What the hell are you doing these days with all your free time?
I'm getting pretty deep in the NBA Top Shots market.
I was going to say, why are we not talking about NBA Top Shots? We're all in on Doge cryptocurrency. Why have we not gotten on? Explain to people if they haven't heard, what is NBA Top Shots?
I'm trying to figure it out myself. Basically you buy a moment online, which is similar to buying a cardboard card, except it's online and it's a video clip and you can pretty much find them all on YouTube and people are paying thousands of dollars for them.
Wow. Who knows? Maybe one day this video clip will skyrocket in value. Unlikely. All right. Let's take a quick review of how the game works. In round one, I test their sports gambling knowledge with trivia questions. In round two, we look at how many units each contestant won with their last lock, dog, and teases. And in the final round, they'll give us their best bets for the weekend. Whoever has more units come Monday wins, and we'll return to round one. Questions are worth 10 units. Scott, as far as you know, we flipped a coin before the show and you're up first. Your category, back to school. According to the very prestigious, very legal sports books, which of these college basketball teams has negative odds to get a number one seed on Selection Sunday? Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, or Houston? Who right now is minus money to get a number one seed for March Madness? Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, or Houston?
I'm going to go with Houston.
Oh, it is Michigan right now at minus 250. Couple other heavyweights to get the number one seed. Baylor and Gonzaga at minus 1,000. John, you're up. Your category, getting defensive. Which guard has lower odds for defensive player of the year than Anthony Davis, Giannis, and Joel Embiid? Lower odds to win it all for defensive player of the year. Your choices are Ben Simmons, Marcus Smart, Patrick Beverly, or Jaylen Brown.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Awesome between Brown and Simmons, but I think Simmons is a little bit better defender. I'm gonna go Ben Simmons.
Correct, Ben Simmons. He's only right now he's plus 500, only behind Gobert and Miles Turner as favorites. Will be the first guard since Gary Payton in 1996 won the award for Defensive Player of the Year. Why are the Sixers not winning every game? We have Joel Embiid. We have Ben Simmons. He can win Defensive Player of the Year, but he can't make a foul line jump shot. I can make a foul line jump shot. What is going on with this team? I mean, they're still playing really well. And Embiid finally lays off the Shirley Temple, drops about 40 pounds. We're still looking pretty good.
Balling.
Yeah, he's playing out of his mind. All right, Scott, you're up again. this category. There's no spine in baseball. In a totally degen move, which team cheated by hacking into the Astros database to steal scouting reports right before the Astros cheated by stealing signs? I have a feeling you're going to know this answer, Bowser, but is it A, the Cardinals, B, Yankees, C, Nationals, or D, Phillies?
It is the Cardinals.
You are correct. Yes. When we wrote, or when we were going over the script and McKee has this question, I go, oh man, this is Bowser's wheelhouse, computer hacking for signs. This is something, this was a case he was all over. It didn't get a lot of media attention, but a lot of attention in the group text between me, Decker, and Bowser.
Yeah, they're actually the only team ever to be investigated by the FBI. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It is insane. I mean, at this point, cheating is what makes baseball interesting, I think. Right. Right. Those are all the big storylines. Just let them all cheat. Come on. It's baseball.
Oh, yeah.
It's more an activity than a sport. John, your final category. There is sign in baseball. Get it? which pitcher currently has the lowest odds in both the National and American Leagues to win the 2021 Cy Young Award? Is it A, Garrett Cole, B, Shane Bieber, C, Clayton Kershaw, or D, Yu Darvish? Who has the lowest odds to win the Cy Young?
Baseball is not my strong point. I feel like that I should go Kershaw here, but that's, he's probably like a year or two away or outside of that. I'm gonna go Garrett Cole.
You are on fire. Correct. Yeah, he's at plus 350. We got Shane Bieber at plus 400 and Trevor Bauer at plus 700. All right, you know what time it is. It's right time for the wild card round. Totally random questions where you get to decide how much you're going to wager. Are you going to play it safe or are you going to let it ride? Scott, how much are you going to risk on this next question? You have,
I'm going to let it all ride.
Well, let me finish your options. You have 10 units, but again, we have a line of credit here on Let It Ride. So you can risk more than 10 units and you can go into the hawk if you lose it. So you may end up owing me units, but you have 10 plus you can wager more. How many are you going to wager on this next question?
You know, let's go, 35 then. Let's do my 10 plus another 25.
All right. For 35 units, here is your question. Nikola Jokic. His most popular nickname is the Joker. We all know that one. But according to Basketball Reference, which of the following nicknames also refers to the Nuggets big man? Now these are always hilarious. A, is it the Big Cha-Cha? B, Big Silky? C, Big Honey? Or D, Big Serbian? Which of these is, according to Basketball Reference, listed as a nickname for the Joker? The Big Cha-Cha, Big Silky.
I'm gonna go with Big Silky.
So close. It's Honey is Silky, and that's actually what he is. He had nicknames Big Honey, I guess. Will Barton gave him that nickname during his rookie season because he's 7 foot tall and his game is sweet. Scott, we got to figure out what would your big blank nickname be?
My big name, Big Nasty.
I like that. I can see you in the paint with a butt hanging out of your mouth. I like that. Scott also is the only guy I know who refers to cigarettes as heaters. And it's just such a great old school reference. I'll be right back. Got to burn a heater. All right, John, now you're sitting, you have 20 units. And again, you can wager more than you have, but keep in mind, Scott is sitting at negative 25. So
I did see that.
how many units are you looking to risk here?
I'm just going to risk all 20.
All right. For 20 units. Here's your question. In 2003, Rush Limbaugh had a brief stint as an NFL commentator on ESPN, but was fired after saying one Pro Bowl quarterback is overrated because he's black. Which quarterback was he talking about? A, Donovan McNabb. B, Dante Culpepper. C, Jamarcus Russell. Or D, David Garrard. Who is the African-American quarterback that Rush Limbaugh is talking crap on back in 2003?
That's I was a youngster back then.
Wow. I am feeling real old.
I'm going to go McNabb.
You are correct. Yes. And that McNabb actually did throw up after he heard the comments, unlike in the Super Bowl, which we all know is urban legend. And he didn't actually throw up. Little known fact, as much as I like to give McNabb shit, he didn't actually throw up. All right. Round one. Let's take a look at the scores. We have John Jackson sitting at 40 units, Scott in a distant second place at negative 25 units. Let's take a look at how we did in the past weekend. Scott, what was your lock, dog, and tease from the weekend?
Well, my lock was Radford minus 4.5 over Gardner Webb. And that was a big L. And then my dog was Richmond over VCU. That was a big L. But my tease, Valpo plus Valpo, Maryland and Kansas was a big win. So,
all right. And so let's see, your tease hit, that is 42 units minus the 25 units you owe me. And I won't take any points on that. So you're sitting at 17. It is Radford and Gardner Webb also sound like names of a couple kids in a Silver Lake preschool. Where do they get these names? All right. John, what are we looking at for your lock, dog, and tease last weekend?
Yeah, so I put all my action last night on the NBA. So I had Pelicans first half to cover the 2 points. You know, I saw the Blazers were coming in off a late flight. They had some issues there, and they Pelicans covered the first half minus 2, so that hit. They didn't win the game. Dame went crazy in the fourth quarter. And then my dog, I thought I had it locked in the bag, just a Pistons money line over the Bulls. But they ended up getting ran in the second half and that one lost. And then my tease was Grizzlies down to minus 1 over the Thunder, another travel plane team. And then Denver Wizards over 228, which went to OT and that easily hit. So I hit the tease as well.
Yeah. Wow. The rare two team NBA tees coming through. So 67 units on top of the 40 units you already have, bringing you to a colossal 107. Now it's time to defend your bad beat. All right, Scott, why did you bet on Gardner Webb? You're on the clock. 10 seconds to explain. What were you thinking throwing Gardner Webb in there?
Well, I texted Colby and I was like, who's the lock tonight? And he gave me Radford. And I don't know, Radford, they seem like, you know, they're one of those teams that are usually like in that 14 seed range when they make the tourney versus Gardner Webb's lucky to sneak in there as a 16 seed. So I was just thinking of it like that.
All right, time is up. Okay, John, you're on the clock for the Detroit Pistons pick. Defend your bad beat here.
I mean, honestly, I checked the score into the first half and I thought I had it in the bag. And then especially I saw a tweet that the Bulls started, they swapped out 3 new guys to start the second half because they were doing so poorly in the second half or in the first half. And you're up by 19. It's inexcusable. You get to a point where the team swaps 3 starters and you still lose. That's unreal.
All right, John. I'm going to check with the judges here. One of you guys decided to throw Colby Dan under the bus. And for that, you are a winner. Scott gets those 10 bonus points, bringing you to 27. Sorry, John. We weren't looking for a reasonable answer. We were looking just to make fun of Colby. Okay.
That's perfect.
This is what it all comes down to. John, you're up big here. You're in the lead. You have 107 units to lay on this weekend's action. What are you picking here?
All right. So I have to bet them all.
Well, that's up to you. If you want to hang on to some, feel free.
All right. I'm still going to get some action down. So I got three bets here. I'm going to put 20 units on each. I'm going to go, and these are all tomorrow night's bets, cause I prefer to, you know, bet games when you actually know the lines. So I'm going to go, Warriors -5.5 over the Magic. And then I'm going to go Suns and Pelicans over 230.5. I think the, Zion and the Pelicans are on a bit of a tear here, and I think that's going to be a high scoring game. And then a little bit of a dog here, but I'm not going to go full money line. I'm going to go Thunder +10.5 against the Bucks. The Bucks are, last I checked, not looking too well tonight against the Raptors. The Thunder have been pesky all this, these last 2 weeks as huge dogs, like almost every night, and they almost always cover. So I like that one.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Three NBA bets laying 60 units. So either way, you're going to have 47 units left. Scott, I feel like I've been in this place with you before. Down big. We got 27 units. What are you going to do to get yourself out of this hole and come home a winner this weekend?
I need a haymaker here. So I'm going I'm looking at FCS football.
Yep.
Go to my Northern Iowa barn makers or whatever the hell they are at +120 money line. I'm going to go with North Dakota at +125.
Now this is a parlay, right?
Yeah. Parlay.
Yeah. Okay.
They're at home against Southern Illinois. So I'm going to take two home slight underdogs there at +120 +125. And then I'm going to, on a straight pick them, I'm going to go with the Tarleton State Texans at -110 against New Mexico State. I'm going to wrap it up with that three team. And you know what? Just because you got the jersey, Sean, let's sneak
Austin Peay, the Govs.
Let's throw Austin Peay at -6.5, -110 there.
All right. That's a good price that's a good price for Austin Peay. So if that hits, I have a feeling you'll probably win. If not, it looks like John will probably move on. That'll do it here for us at Let It Ride. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/YouTube. Subscribe to the Luck Stops Here podcast with Scott Bowser. And of course, go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com for all our free picks and coverage. For Let It Ride, this is Sean Green reminding you to help control the betting public. Have your degens spayed or neutered.
You don't have a problem, no need to feel lonely. Everyone is family when it's degens only. Making picks to get you off the schneid. It's time.